Zamba. Kitty Zamba. Kitty Zamba. It is
almost December.
almost December, because you know December is like 5 weeks. Five weeks.
Yeah, the same way a weekend starts on Thursday. Keep pre-December.
It's pre-December already. Yo, I feel like the whole of November was pre-December, but we are here. And today we are joined by Ghost Lady. Ghost Lady, introduce yourself. Ghost Lady.
Yeah. Hi guys, Ghost Lady here.
How are you doing, Ghost Lady?
I'm good. I'm very well, thank you. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Apart from the heat.
Yeah,
actually, for the last 2 days, it actually hasn't been too hot.
After the rain, things come down, yeah, nah. But I mean, yo, we were burning, guys.
The people who needed to confess their sins. They were going through a Nebuchadnezzar moment.
They changed their
God
ways.
God said, hey, you must change your ways. Otherwise.
Hectic. But otherwise, how was your week, guys? How was your week, my boy?
Nah, my week was good. I feel like once you're done with uni, I can't say I had a bad week. Like,
listen to this, man.
You know, so I had a good week. How was your week?
Ghost Lady.
Oh, yo. No, we'll bleep it out, Ghost Lady. Hey. Because really, when you're about to expose all your enemies.
Yo,
it's about to divulge state secrets. You can't be dropping a name.
The whole government.
No, my week was good. My week was great. Can't complain. Yeah, my brother, one of my brothers is done writing, so. Then the little one is enjoying school, you know, Sabawell. He still looks forward to the lunchbox.
Homework.
Like, oh, the excitement, you just can't get over it. He's so happy. Very excited. There's a new story every
day. Is he dating anyone?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, not that you know of.
How old is he?
He's 8.
He's definitely dating someone.
Hey, what? Raymond as.
I'm wondering.
At 8?
No, but he is, though.
All right, guys. 8 years old is 2 years.
He's going to be 3 next year.
At 8? Okay, I wasn't dating at 8.
What are you doing dating?
At most, we can allow him to start having a crush or someone that he likes. But AI, that's
even pushing it.
You know how best to get the answer? What haircut does your little brother have?
Get the haircut again.
You didn't have a fade in grade 2, Melvin.
Yeah, that's true. I think I only started cutting like my hair properly in like high school, bro. The whole of primary, my dad was the one who was cutting my hair.
It was my dad cutting me chiscop and brush, 3 millimeter. That's it. What hairstyle does your brother have?
He's got an English cut.
Obvious.
Yeah, no, he has girls. You must speak to him nicely and he'll tell you his stories.
I don't think there are any girls, no. Or maybe he's just not open enough to tell us. I don't know. But I don't think there are girls, no. Muntu must focus on meth. Is he still doing meth with stones?
Homework. Home.
Meth with stones.
Bro.
Okay. Nah. We hear you. Marvin, take us into the first segment.
Nah. Okay. You see, this time our podcast has a bit of structure. So, when we're starting, we're going to be looking at the tweet of the week. What is a funny tweet that you came across, something comedic? It doesn't even have to be a tweet only. It can be a status. Mm-hmm. Someone posted something radical that you saw and you're like, what the heck is this man saying? So Raymond, my boy, what was your tweet of the week? What is a tweet of the week from your side?
It was a thread, right? And the thread was asking people, what shouldn't be turning you on, but it does turn you on? And yo, I was so shocked to see how many guys saying a deep voice turns them on. It seems like it's a thing.
My after 9, love.
No, but I hear it.
You want to talk men to men?
But then I sat down nicely and I'm like,
why are you gay?
You know.
Who says I'm gay?
Like a deep voice from who? From other men?
No,
who?
A deep voice from a lady. Champagne, darling.
God. You are gay.
I hear it though, you know.
This man wants to get us killed.
you guys wanna be manhandled.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, yeah. is this men who like those things where women are in control or something? Because there's no way.
Wow, clima, guys. It's not that deep. It's just we want a voice that has character.
But if that's the case, what this just proves is that men like driving and listening to the radio. They like listening to Hanzo on the radio.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah, they find it hard.
Could be that.
They like being on the road and just listening to Lerato Hanyanko talking. They wanna, like, that's what it is, actually.
Right? Yeah, nah. What is your tune of the week?
My tune of the week, I think it was not as interesting or as controversial as yours. But, you know the Young Thug case happening, right? The case with Young Thug. Yeah, my tune of the week was, it was posted, I think, yesterday. What his lawyer said, his lawyer was basically defending him, and he was explaining to the judge what Young Thug stands for. So he goes on this rampage saying, you know, with Tupac, it was Thug Life. Tupac explains that Thug Life is not necessarily about being a thug, but it means the hate you give little infants, what. Yeah, you everyone knows what that thing says. Mm-hmm. So he goes on to say, when Young Thug uses the term thug, it means truly humble under God. And I was dead, bro. Like,
nah.
And instead of fighting for your case, nah, but that's yeah, this man is committed, bro. Having to go all the way and come up with a whole new acronym to defend this guy from being a thug. And yeah, no, that was commitment, bro. We need such. I'm sure if Oscar Pistorius had this lawyer, he would have he'd be out on parole already.
Hashtag,
I'm telling you.
Free Uput Oscar. Yeah, I'm team free Uput Oscar. You guys can disagree with me.
Well, no, we must stay there. I'm sorry.
You must, for what, Daniel? The man served his time.
I mean, yeah, okay. Because he served his time, yeah, it's fine. But no special treatment. Why are we giving him special treatment?
Because he's a special needs.
This man.
Let's treat them like normal people.
You know, Oscar Pistorius, when you go this to the mall, ne? Oscar Pistorius parks at the disabled
keep
parking.
Quiet.
So
fine.
Why are we giving him the same punishment
as
people with no disability? You guys have no remorse. You guys have no remorse. Imagine what he was going through when he shot River. The man has no legs already. He was going through a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No, let's cut.
But like, now that we're on to that, I feel like people who are like, I don't want to use the word disabled, but who are, say, physically challenged, most of them have anger issues. I don't even want to lie. Like,
disabled people have anger issues.
I said most of them.
What?
No, let me tell you, Ne, not even from like a discriminatory point of view, but like, I feel like they are always on edge because they always feel like people want to take advantage of them. So it's easy for them to like react. Sure. Guys, like, my mom has a story, Ne. She was beaten up once by a disabled person. For something so small. Guys.
Why was she beaten?
I don't even really remember the story, but it was over something so small. She was beaten up for days.
No, you guys are wrong.
You guys are terrible.
Which is understandable. Like, I feel like it's just something that comes naturally to them, that, like, their first instinct is to defend themselves, so they really know how to fight.
Yeah.
But what did you do?
I opened the Pandora's box. Now everyone is saying what they really feel about disabled people.
No way.
This is how you guys feel about disabled people.
No, not even. I love them. I really do.
They have anger issues.
I'm saying anything bad. It's not like I'm saying they are angry people, but I'm just saying that it makes sense that they'd be very defensive. Yeah, people probably would want to take advantage of them, you know? Like, especially like a thief. If a thief comes to a disabled person, that person's going to feel like, okay, he chose me because of my situation. So they'll beat.
She just have self-defense classes.
You must put a beware sticker on the thingy.
Wheelchair.
On the wheelchair, yes. Danger, Khefar.
You guys, let's go to the next, the last segment before we start our discussion. My guy, are there any, in fact, this one can also include you, Daniel. Are there any new hot takes from this week? Anything new? Anything interesting in the entertainment space? News? What's trending? What did you find that was like interesting that you think, hey man, how can this be on this list? What's going on?
Are you gonna start, Raymond?
Okay. They say it, yeah, but okay, I'll go first. What did I find interesting? Like recently, the Spotify rap thing came up. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And it's crazy how people say, we don't listen to Drake. God, why everyone has Drake as their number one.
All of you are listening to Drake.
Yeah, we don't listen to the new Drake. You all have Drake as number one.
People are wild. The other thing that I think you sent me this thing. You said Nasty C is the top SA hip hop artist on Spotify for the past 6 years. That's consistent, man. That's big.
No, Aries is.
No, Aries can rest.
Do you listen to Aries, Morgan?
Nah.
Danielle, do you listen to Aries?
Nah.
You listen to Aries?
No.
Oh.
No, for you to listen to Aries, you need to like smoke weed, bro. I don't think you can just.
Yeah, now you have some disability. Your own one.
No, bro. Have you seen people that listen to Aries? I swear, all of them smoke weed. I've yet to meet a single person who listens to Aries that does not smoke weed. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you listen to Aries, you definitely smoke weed. It's like, okay, Snoop Dogg, some people might not, but Aries definitely.
Yo, okay, and Danielle, what did you see this week?
Well, I just saw there's this pastor called Pastor Mukuba. I don't know if you guys know her. She's got a church in Soweto.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a she. So she was invited by Ubogo Skoteni to come on her podcast.
Good people.
And she refused. And while in church, she was like, no, imagine I was invited by a Sangoma. I didn't go. Because, you know, why would I have a conversation with Isangoma? And, like, that has been trending. I don't know what you guys think about that.
She's well within her rights to say that, honestly.
Yeah, so now, Hususu Gogo Skoteni released a video where she was, like, saying a lot. But you could tell that, you know, she was heartbroken because, like...
But it's wrong, guys.
I don't know.
Because why not just go talk to them? Just have a conversation.
She wasn't called to go and... or do those things. She was just called for a conversation. I feel like as a pastor, she probably could have used that chance to like make Gogo Skoteni receive Jesus Christ, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, no, it's tricky. Hey, don't play with Gogo Skoteni, guys. Yeah, in the realm of Ubungoma, she's there.
But I just feel like the way she said it also was. And then now it makes it seem like she's looking down upon sinners as if she doesn't have her own sins, you know? Whereas in God's eyes, we are all equal, we all deserve, or we all need the same grace. Like, no one is above the other. You know, she happened to have found her purpose, which is good, but it doesn't mean that it makes her any better than all the other Christians or all the other people who are like non-believers or whatever. So, yeah.
Nah. Thank you guys for those takes. So... the reason why we brought Ugo's lady here this week is because the topic that we have is quite interesting, right? The original topic was light-skinned girls lack hygiene. And who better to call than Ugo's lady? Because when I was speaking to Ugo's lady, and I was asking Ugo's lady to hook me up, this is what Ugo's lady said. Ugo's lady said, I can't. Because some of my friends, what? Some of my friends come to campus without bathing. Ghost lady, please explain.
Okay, let's just make that correction. Not exactly friends. It must be known. Because...
These are your people, ghost lady.
She's clearing her name.
Oh, they're going to say ghost lady doesn't bath also.
We must make it clear so that the people understand. I feel like it's actually quite common, you know, because not only do... those acquaintances openly speak about it and say, oh, guys, you know, today I didn't bath. I was late and I just had to rush out. That time she looks good, makeup on fleek.
That's what I'm saying, Marvin. You can't see it. You can't see it.
Oh, you might find that for 3 days she's just been wiping the essentials.
Half bath. Half wash. You just do a quick wipe and you
leave. Nah, I guess. But my issue is, how do you put on makeup knowing you didn't bath? And like, the whole, like, I understand, like, if you're at home and you're just rushing to the shop and you're coming back or something. Mm. But like, knowing very well that I'm going to campus, I'm going to be on campus for the next 6 to 7 hours. I'm going to be going to the library, going to lectures, and still not bathing. That's audacious. That's brave, man. Because after 2-3 hours, we'll start to smell that, no, there's someone who didn't bath yet.
You just like expect these people to be clean. I don't know if you guys know this other lady. Her name is Simone B. She's like an influencer type of internet personality from the USA. She was on a podcast and this is what she said. She said, me, I don't shower every day. Especially when I'm not leaving the house. And then she gave an example. She said, if I showered on Monday evening, I can push till Thursday morning. And she says, she said, I can thug it out till Thursday morning because I'm just sleeping. You know, mind you, she's light skinned also, Simone B. I'm going to send you that clip. She was like, because I'm at home and I'm just sleeping. There's no need for me to shower. That's when I realized that, no, this thing, it's a real thing. Because even when I look at all the girls I've dealt with, the ones who are light-skinned, it was just questionable, you know?
What signs did you see? Fill us in.
Yeah, clearly, you're seeing signs that people are not bathing here. Do you know how to see if someone is bathed? You leave a mark. You write on her hand, like on her arm, you write like I love you or something.
Guys,
and then you check if it's still there tomorrow.
I didn't say they were not partying before you guys gave me to trouble with some of my exes in there. I didn't say they were not partying, but it's like it's not a serious thing. And yes, obviously, you know, there are signs, like, you know, maybe if she's wearing sandals, you can look at her feet and be like, you know, is, you know, it's not make sure. But the one person who opened my eyes to this, my ex is dark skin. Ah, that girl was clean. Yo, she introduced me to e-silk pillowcase because e-silk pillowcase, you know, it helps with, I don't know, something in your face. You must clean out your sheets every a couple of days. That girl changed my life, Malvin. Changed my life. Then I realized that, no, man, calling the way off. And then Danielle came and she confirmed my allegations.
Oh, yeah.
That light skin hands don't bath.
No, I didn't say that they don't bath. You know, I think they're just not as... They're very relaxed about their hygiene. But it makes sense, though. Because if you're light skin,
don't do it as much.
You're probably a baddie. And baddies don't wash dishes. Baddies don't clean the house. It's like, it's a normal thing.
Yo, but that's hectic, though, because... If you're not bathing, that means you're doing something way worse. Because, like, bathing is, like, the last line.
And then you get those who do bath, but where they come from.
Oh, it's not clean, that side.
Anything else but they'll bath for the outside appearance.
But, kungcono, Malvin.
Kungcono. It's better.
Kungcono. It's better.
At least you're bath.
No, because, I mean, respectfully, though, if you're not gonna... if you're not gonna clean your room but you're gonna bath, that means you respect us enough to think, okay, yeah, no, for their sake, let me at least bath.
Yeah, I don't think it's respecting you. I think it's more of like people outside should think
that you bath.
I'm clean.
Okay. But on the whole hygiene thing, I think there really levels to it, because there are people who are like crazy about hygiene, like seriously crazy. Because I saw this guy, Shannon Sharp from this American dude, Yeah, you know him, right? Yeah. So he was saying that he brushes his teeth like 7 to 10 times, bro.
A day.
So, a day, bro.
Yay!
So, let me just read how he goes about it. He brushes once after he wakes up, then he brushes again after breakfast, and then after breakfast before leaving the house. And then he brushes again like before they shoot at ESPN Studios. Before they shoot, he brushes his teeth again. Then after that, he's going to brush his teeth after lunch. He brushes his teeth after his afternoon nap. He brushes his teeth after dinner. And then he's going to brush them again before bed.
Bro. No, his teeth don't look like diamonds. They're
But his teeth look nice, though.
Do they? Then it's a
But I mean no, but that's excessive though. Seven times, bro. Seven times you just.
If he's gonna brush his teeth seven times, how many times is he washing his face? And then how many times is he washing his body?
I know you can't be bathing seven times.
Yeah, you
could just be like a teeth thing. If it was like he's flossing or like, you know, making sure that he's taking a mint or being normal, but ew, seven times brushing.
Do you guys know, statistically speaking, black people don't floss?
Yeah.
Marvin, why don't you have Marvin?
I don't have floss, bro. I don't have.
Ladies and gentlemen,
my hand. I think we got 2 weeks back. My hand was like, yo, I need to go buy floss. What? And then I don't have floss. I didn't. I
was when was
like,
the last time you flossed, Marvin? Before your hand.
The last time I flossed is when I still had braces. After the braces, I haven't flossed since.
Marvin, that's 3 years ago.
Why do I need to floss, guys? Why?
Marvin. Oh, you also don't floss, ghost lady.
Not like that. Once and I even forget.
Oh, guys.
Flossing is just extra, guys. There's no... Is there a need for flossing, bro?
Guys, floss is so cheap.
It's not about a price. It's not about whether this thing is expensive or not. It's just the need for it. That's what it is.
Oh, nah. Y'all need to up your hygiene.
Hi. How many people have died because they didn't floss?
No, but how many people have died because they didn't bath? You don't die from those things. But it's just like, you need to, you know.
Nah, you'll kill us. We can smell you when you don't bath.
But actually, Marvin, quick question. Bro. Who do you think is the cleaner gender? Guys or girls?
Guys. Guys, Loki, these days I believe it's guys.
Yo, I feel like honestly I don't know. I feel like it depends. Cause me, I also know guys who don't bath.
Yeah, I know they're there. I know them.
Do not include me. This man, don't come here and attach me.
It's giving Zimbabwe, Bobo. You know that.
You guys are giving Zimbabwe too much. Leave me alone. Nah.
So I don't.
We have enough to worry about. My take is this, right? I believe guys are a bit more cleaner because of the need to impress. That's the only reason why I believe so. Cause honestly, all the way from primary to like high school, as a gent, if you're not clean, you're gonna find that group of hands in your class who will be talking smack.
Yeah, I hear you.
About you not being clean, you see. So you have that pressure from like from primary, high school. So you have this thing of, yo man, I need to be clean. I need to look after myself. I need to be proper. So I feel like guys have that thing. But for females, there's no guys who are now going to sit and discuss you not being clean. You know, we just don't pay attention to you.
Guys actually used to be very upfront because I feel like guys are more, you know, confrontational. Yeah, because there were some girls that were accused of smelling like an animal that lives in the ocean.
A fish.
Fish always.
Exactly. And then, you know, like the guys would be like, how when? You know, things like that. So they would make comments like that, even though it was never like they would spell it out, but like they would talk. And they would come and ask us if we can smell the same thing that they are smelling, you know, just to make sure we're all on the same page. But
you guys are bringing traumas back. Guys, you know, I peed on myself in grade 2. It wasn't like, you know, you pee on yourself like, and then the water goes everywhere, like how it looks in the movies. No.
It was just a stain.
It goes two. And then you're like, damn it.
Did it show?
It shows. If it's enough, it will show. And ever since that day, I swear, my life has changed.
Get therapy.
No, we don't go for therapy, Danielle. Therapy.
Past traumas.
There's no need for therapy.
We just might be affecting your mjolo right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yo, that's true. Yo, you could go to a therapist and they say, remember when you peed on yourself in grade 2? That's the reason that you're unable to commit. You have commitment issues.
No, because that's so true, eh?
Yeah, okay. But okay, Marvin, I'll ask you, being a guy, and then I'll ask Danielle from her perspective. What's like the last straw in terms of like male grooming? What's that line that you will never cross on your pursuit of male grooming? And for you, Danielle, what's that line where you can be like, for my man, this is now too much.
Guys, that pinky nail. Yo.
Buff and shine. Marvin.
No, that's not what she's saying. Wait, listen to her. What is she saying? She said pinky nail, ne?
You know, guys will keep that long pinky nail.
Oh, the pinky. No, but that's not yeah. That's not hygiene though. Like that's culture.
Is it culture?
It's culture, Marvin. I don't know what culture it is, but it's
serious.
But it's culture.
Ah, you're lying. May I know that people use it to remove seeds from their weed. That's what I know. That's what I know. They say that you keep that one so that after you've crushed your weed, like when you're rolling,
you can remove the seeds.
That's what I thought. Now that you're telling me it's culture, I'm like shocked. How is that?
My guy, you can use that thing for anything. You can use it as a screwdriver. Like.
Very few people who have it though. So if it's culture, wouldn't more people have it?
Hi, there are very few shembes in this world, you know. I'm not saying it's a shembe thing. I'm just saying it.
You're about to get cancelled.
Let me test you guys real quick, right? Before we close, I'm just going to test. Since you guys say you don't floss, I was going to ask how often you floss. That was my first question. And never, because you guys don't floss. Yeah, we'll leave that one.
Hey, Wana, are you going to emphasize? Like, he's saying this like 5 times, bro.
No, I just have to, you know, say it again. Like, hey, these people don't floss.
Get the heck out of here.
Okay.
Now we floss sometimes.
Second question. Do you use the same towel for your body and your face?
No, I don't. Melvin.
What's wrong with you guys? Let me just tell you the skincare routine. Raymond introduced me to one skincare routine that I use and it works perfectly. I use one towel, ne? Sharp. But there's a specific bar soap I have and a small brush that I have for my face. So after I clean my body, I'm going to wash my face with that, like the brush and the soap, and rinse it off with cold water.
The brush works, ne, Marvin?
There's no need. It works. And I noticed it worked.
Oh, the brush is amazing.
I noticed that it works because the moment I stop, if I skip a day, the following day I have like a spot.
Yeah, you can just feel your face is not properly cleansed, bro.
It's crazy. But yeah, that the brush works. But the thing of having two towels, for what, guys? I'm a gent.
Now, me and Marvin, I've upgraded my skincare, so I do like that first part. Yeah, all of that. But now I'm going to use my serum. You know, I'm a serum.
Yeah, well, na.
Yeah, I'm a toner. I'm a serum. You know, it's different.
But then again, Raymond is a light skinned nigga. You sassy, my boy.
And then we put SPF. Oh, yeah, you know?
It's better than some Hans skincare routines, bro.
Because I'm listening to this, I'm like, is this not my skincare routine?
Hey, like, I know my girl uses also SPF 60, all these things. This is crazy.
I walked into this game now. I'm like, yo, I need a good moisturizer, oily skin, what. Now I'm thinking it's small boy prices. The first one she takes me to 300 rand for like 40 mils. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, those are the prices. You see how much you see, that's why I was saying bathing is enough. Imagine she's using all those creams and you still want the extensions.
No, but for 40 mils, guys, do you know what 40 mils is?
And this game is even cheap. Go to Clicks, you'll cry. That same product will be 100 and more.
But why? What's the purpose? You guys are just wild. Nah, guys, there's no need. Serums, the SPF 60.
You are gay.
My guy.
You have to put in work.
You need to differentiate yourself.
On the side, I'll talk to you, my boy. You have to lower that skincare routine. It's a bit too much.
Yeah, you can give some of the products to me, ne?
Ibo.
Give it to Ghost Lady.
I'm being exploited now, Ghost Lady. But hey, man, thank you for joining us, Ghost Lady. If the people say they want you back, you will come back. Ghost
we need you. We need you on the podcast.
I'll drop out of school and I'll do this full time.
No, Ghost Lady. That's not what we said.
Like, where did she get that?
Like, no. How much money do you think we get from podcasting? No, Ghost Lady.
Bro, listen, yesterday was, if people want you to come through again, she said she will drop out of school, fam. Things are tough. She wants to go fight KPMG. to our audience, what do you think, man? What do you think? Do you agree with what I've been saying here? Do you disagree? If so, please make sure you drop in the questionnaire. We're going to drop a poll to check who do you guys think is much more hygienic, the males or the females, and what you guys think about, you know, buff and shine for gents, things like that. We'll just drop a bunch of Q&As and polls so that you guys interact with us. Don't forget to make sure that you rate the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us 5 stars. We're trying to get up into what we want to get. How many hundred?
On Spotify, we want 100 ratings by the end of season 2.
Yeah.
Danielle, have you rated the podcast?
Yes. 5 stars.
You're a liar.
Ghost lady, please make sure.
Yo, the amount of times I've said ghost lady's name, I'm gonna have to bleep this out. Yo.
Yeah, no.
You did. You know what? I gave up because at some point I was like, no, I want to tell him it's ghost lady, but I'm like, ah, it's fine. Let me leave him.
No, it's fine. I'll bleep
it. It would have ruined the flow. So I was like, you know what? It's okay.
Now we'll sort it. We'll sort it out. Don't worry. So make sure you drop 5 likes on Spotify. Make sure you drop 5 likes on Apple Music. And make sure you share this podcast with your friends, your family. If they do not know about us, introduce them to us. Make sure this thing goes wild. And for all those who got their Spotify right, thank you for the, how many, we had about 40 people who were in their top 5s, even though we were inconsistent in season 1. But thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for a bang season 1. We are back season 2 with another bang. Back like Musana. Small boy, but I'm icy.